Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Kings of the Rift, your source for competitive League of Legends news and opinions, and League of Legends coaching, and how to improve and get better. Your number one spot to get better at League of Legends. It's right here in Kings of the Rift. Honestly, swear to God. I'm your host, Gold Knight, and today we're going to be discussing the benefits of having a growth mindset in League of Legends, and I'll discuss really what that is. You guys will figure that out. And how it can help you improve your gameplay to reach the rank that you desire. Let's get to it. First, we'll honestly have to figure out what a growth mindset actually is. A growth mindset is the belief that you can improve your skills and abilities through hard work and dedication. Basically, grind mentality. The idea that you have the ability to influence your world around you. It's the opposite of a fixed mindset, where the fixed mindset basically says that you are just, you know, your skills and abilities are innate, and that they cannot be changed. That you were just the way you were born, that's all you can do. Sorry. You know, a lot of people believe that Faker, or Caps, or Bjergsen, or a jungler of your choice, just have innate skills. And that they are just better than you and I at the game. That they just can't be beat because they were just born better. That's not true. That's not how things work in life. You know, they might have a higher starting, but we can all get there. You got to get through with that hard work, that dedication, and the things that I'm going to be talking about in here. In League of Legends, having a growth mindset means that you are being open to learning from your mistakes. You are looking to seek feedback, and honestly, that you're embracing the challenges that are facing you. It means understanding that losing is not a failure, but an opportunity to improve and to learn what it is that you did wrong there. So why is having a growth mindset important in League of Legends? Well, the game is constantly changing and evolving. We're having patches every 2 weeks or so, and things are constantly just changing. It requires players to adapt and learn new strategies. If you have a fixed mindset and believe that your skills are fixed, you'll struggle to keep up with the game's changes and new challenges. Maybe that champion that you've dominated with for a year just got massively nerfed. I'm looking at Yumi and all that. You can't really expect that champion to do the same thing now as it used to do. You're going to be a little disappointed when you try to play that champion and it just doesn't hit the same way. You're going to have to learn to change and adapt with not just the patches, but with the way that the game flows with the meta. You're going to be kind of at a large disadvantage if you don't flow with the meta. You don't figure out what it is that you need to do to actually get better and to evolve with the meta. On the other hand, though, if you do have a growth mindset and you believe that you can improve through hard work and dedication, you'll be better equipped to adapt to new challenges and improve your gameplay. So you're probably wondering, how do I develop a growth mindset in League of Legends? Here are a few tips. You can embrace challenges, learn from your mistakes, and seek feedback. Now, of course, we're going to go a little bit more in depth with all of this. To embrace a challenge, what does that really mean, right? Don't be afraid to try new strategies or to play new champions, honestly. Embrace challenges as opportunities to learn and improve. Different strategies are things like 4-1-ing in a team, or just split pushing in general. Maybe you're a top laner and you decide that you just want to go that split pusher route rather than being a team fighter. Or if you're a split pusher, try to team fight. Try to find something that's different to just kind of embrace that. Just figure out what it is that will be best for you. You could also probably, you know, if you're playing, you realize that maybe you're actually really bad against assassins. You don't do well against them. You don't do well when you play with them. Why don't you try it? Try them out. Throw them in a ranked. But you can at least get into a like normal game or a bot game. Just kind of figure out the champion. If you can figure out what that champion does, and you know what it is that that character will actually be able to do damage wise. Or what that character will be able to do just altogether, then honestly, you're going to be better for it, honestly. You need to experiment in order to learn. Learn from your mistakes, of course, is exactly what it sounds like. Instead of just dwelling on your mistakes, use it as a learning opportunity. Ask yourself what you could have done differently and how you can improve next time. I know that you, me, everyone probably has been in the position where you just get done with the game and whether you won or lost, you're just like, you know what? Hit that queue up button again. We're good to go. Let's go. And you didn't even think about the last game. Now, especially if you've lost, you're maybe rage queuing, something like that. But for the fact that you are sitting here and you are making a conscious effort to play another game without actually stopping, that's where you can kind of become an issue. You're not learning from your mistakes. You're not taking a look and even just reflecting on what that game could have been, where you went wrong, and where you can improve the next time. I've said it before in a couple different podcasts that honestly, after a game, what I like to do is I like to get a it's like a little notepad online or something, or even a little book, and you get together and you just kind of write down maybe the way the game went, what you could have done better, or you can even record the gameplay. Record your POV, but then even have the file that's on the game when you download it at the end of the game. That's something you can do where you can take a look, and now that your game and your mind is no longer actively in the game, and the mental load is no longer just focusing on, all right, what do I do next? What camps do I go to? Which lane do I gank? I can't miss this cannon minion. Anything like that. Because your brain is not in that mode right now, and you're able to see the map as a whole, if you're playing with like the ROFL file, or if you're in your POV, you can kind of take a look at other things. Oh, I missed this camp. You know, I missed this this auto or something like that. You could take a look at that because you're not really focusing on it during the game. You're more able to focus it out of the fact. So you can take a look and learn from those mistakes within the game to be able to then take it into the next game. Don't just run it back and just keep it going all this way. Stop for a second, learn, and go on with your day. Now, of course, the last little bit here, to seek feedback. Ask your teammates or, if, you know, you have coaches or friends for feedback. Take, you know, send them a clip. Hey, how do you think this went? Why did I die here? Or something along the lines of, I felt like I did really good in this game, but I actually only got, you know, an A. Why did I get an A instead of an S in the game? You know, coaches or teammates might be able to see things that you're not seeing the same way that you play a game. It just happens that way. Use their feedback to identify areas for improvement and develop a plan of how to improve. I'm going to actually post on our Kings of the Rift Twitter, which I just created the other day. It is KOTR_pod on Twitter or X, whichever you decide to call it there. And I'm going to post a basic template of an improvement plan. Take a look there and assess within yourself, and you can take a look with your friends and coaches to see where you might be lacking. Remember, folks, developing a growth mindset honestly takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. You'll be able to play on that team that you wanted to play on. You'll be able to get to that rank. You finally want to get gold. You finally want to get the new emerald that they put in there. You'll be able to do it. By embracing challenges, learning from your mistakes, and seeking feedback, you'll be better equipped to improve your gameplay and reach your full potential in League of Legends. That's all for today's podcast on how to develop a growth mindset in League of Legends. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the Rift.